Hi guys, welcome to today's episode of Minutes with Sha. I hope you are doing well. How has your week been? I hope it's not been stressful, you have not been stressing yourself out, and I hope you are really having time for yourself, to take care of yourself and to just chill out and have fun. Okay, today we'll be going into a really interesting and vital topic that I think almost everybody would have gone through one way or the other in their lives. So I think most of us can really relate to it, so that's why I brought it on the show. And what we'll be talking about today is breadcrumbing. So many of us have gone through this thing at a certain time in our lives without realizing it, or if we do, it will be later before we realize that, oh okay, this is a thing that was actually happening. So that's why I brought it on the show, and I feel like I should, you know, talk about it. So breadcrumbing is what we'll be talking about. And what do we mean by that? It just means leading someone on via social media. That's what it means. Like, you'll be texting people everywhere on their social media just to make them interested in you. And all these messages that are being sent to someone to make them interested in you are called breadcrumbs. So it's just an internet slang. So, and this thing, some people doing it, some actually deliberately do it, while others don't know that that's what they're actually doing, and they try to convince themselves that, okay, they're not doing anything wrong. Meanwhile, they're actually hurting the person or just leading them on. And most of the time, it ends in tears. Yes, that's it. So I'll be talking about some signs, you know, some signs for you to know that, okay, this person is trying to be breadcrumbing me or something like that. So I'll be talking about 5 signs that we should, you know, used to know that, oh, this person is not genuine, this is what this person is doing. So the first point I'll be talking about on here today is inconsistency. So what do I mean by that? These people are not consistent in texting you. Like, you guys might be talking for a whole day or more. Talk for like 3 days now straight, then after that day you guys don't talk anymore. You text them, they don't reply you and all that. Then you start to wonder, what went wrong, what is happening to this person, is this person safe or something? You know, they are not consistent, they are not going to be texting every time, and you know, they might just be leaving you on read and all that. So that's one of the signs to look out for. Then the second sign I'll be talking about here is, like, they keep sending you ambiguous messages. Their messages are not direct. They just oh my god, this thing is just funny. And why I'm laughing about it is because I actually went through this thing last year. Yes. I actually did not realize that, okay, that was what was happening until really late. That's when I started to realize that, oh, okay, this is what was happening. And I was always there just wondering, what did I ever do wrong? What went wrong? Because I was really having fun with this person and it was just really good. And sometimes they'll just flip, you know, switch up on me. They don't text back. They don't pick calls. What? I'm like, man. okay, back to the topic. I'm talking about ambiguous messages, that their messages are always ambiguous, no direct, they're not committal. You know, they won't tell you that, okay, let's meet, let's have a date, let's go out on Tuesday, let's go out on Friday, let's go have lunch tomorrow. They won't give you a specified date. They might just be using words like soon, very soon, all those kind of things. So you just know that this person, you get as to be, you you know, you just be hoping that okay, maybe you soon say we should see, or maybe we're going to. I mean, it's just crazy, right? Okay. The third point I'll be talking about here is lack of substance in your communication. I mean, when you guys are texting, when you are talking, they don't talk to you about something. They don't show interest in actually knowing the kind of person that you are. They just, their talks with their chats with you are just very, you know, generic and very shallow. They don't really go deep and, you know, genuinely show that, okay, they are interested in getting to know you. No, it's just always generic, basic, blah, 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 like that. And most of them are actually just wanting to have sex. You know, most of them are just like that. And sometimes they just like to booty call you. Okay, they maybe, for example, they are online at night, you are online at night, then they chat you up at night just to see how you are doing and just to keep you awake. That okay, just to keep you awake thinking about them, and then you just be there, okay, is he going to text me? Oh my god, what's going on? Why is he not, like, you'll be worrying, real worry. Okay, now we're going next to the next point I'll be giving on here today, and that will be okay. They throw breadcrumbs at you through different social media platforms. What do I mean by this? I mean that, okay, for example, I'll keep citing examples so you understand what I'm talking about very well. Like, they might leave you on red on WhatsApp. They won't reply your message on WhatsApp. Then they might go to Instagram to like your picture. Or they might just go to Snapchat to view your video. Or things like that. I mean, they are just there to keep you at bay and not make you go away. They won't make you forget about them. They'll just shine like lights. They'll just become like lights. Okay. They'll shine, then they'll go off. Shine, go off. Like, what's that? Who the hell does that? So that's what they do. They might just be doing that. They might not answer your message on this place, go to another place, view your story, view your, like your picture and all of that. You know, they do it, and I've actually experienced it before. Okay. And why they are doing this particular thing is just to keep you at bay, for you to not move on with your life. They are just keeping you there. Okay, this person, I'll just be flashing them. Then they'll keep wondering, okay, I don't think, you know, when you are on the verge of just like, okay, let me move on with my life, then suddenly you just see their message again, or you just see something about them, then you just be like, ah, okay, I think. Then you just be confused, just be left confused. That, okay, I don't think it's over. I mean, let's just. And they always just find, whenever they go and they don't reply to your messages or they don't pick your calls or whatever, whenever they come back, they always find things to say. They always make excuses. They'll tell you. Then you might even start feeling bad for them. Oh, okay, I'm so sorry. I thought, you know, it's a very manipulative thing to do. As in, it's very manipulative, because sometimes you'll be feeling like, okay, they'll make you feel like the problem is from you. Then you start to apologize or something. You know? Now, you know, you feel really good when you guys are texting and everything. Then after a while, you are filled with worry again. That, I know that this thing is coming to an end. I don't know when next we are going to text or call and enjoy each other's company like this. I mean, what sort of dating is that? It's just really, really manipulative, for real though. So I have a few points here that is talking about, that are talking about how to respond to breadcrumbs. The first one I'll be talking about here is, like, you suggest a date. you just tell them, okay, dinner at so place, you know, lunch at blah 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 place on Sunday, on Tuesday, on whenever, you know, you just tell them. Then if they accept it, okay. If they don't accept, you just make them know that, okay, you don't want them to take charge of the situation. Yes, that's what you just make them know. So when they decline, then you know that this person, man, it's, you know, it's really what I'm thinking. Now the second point I'll be talking about here is you change your way of replying them. You keep them at bay too. Whatever energy they throw at you, throw it at them too. You don't, you know, just for like, hey, as if this person is my god or something. When they are replying, when they are texting you, you text them the way they are texting you too. You don't have to just, you know, be overly excited when they are texting you or all of that. Then the third point I'll be talking about is that whenever you guys make plans and they cancel out, you have to make them know that it is not acceptable, that it is not the right thing to do. They have to just know. Now the fourth I'll be talking about on here today is you ask them directly that, guy, come here, why do you keep canceling on me, why? Then you hear what they want to say, because you know you have to be vocal when dealing with this kind of people. You have to be vocal, you have to say it like, okay. And you know, when you start seeing signs that, okay, this is possibly what is going on, you know, you just give yourself rest of mind that, okay, though, I think this is actually it. So you don't, you know, get devastated or get heartbroken anytime. So you just zero your mind that, okay, now it's in the or call BD. So okay, you just accept it for what it is. Now the last I'll be talking about, but not the least here, is to just say goodbye. That's the last thing I'll be talking about. When you know that, okay, this thing is not, it's just rubbish, it's not worth it, it's not good. I mean, it's not good to your own self, it's not good to your psychological self, because most of these people, they are so manipulative that they make you feel bad about yourself. Yeah, so you just have to say goodbye to them, and you know, maybe you probably just block them everywhere, so you don't have to see them anywhere before it now come and be lighting one spark in your heart or whatever. So you just have to say goodbye to them. And yes, yes, this is all I'll be talking about on here today. I really talked for long. I hope you guys don't get bored, and I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you have a good and interesting and fun filled weekend. Yeah, so you guys take care of yourself and just be good, just be cool, just make yourself happy, just hang out with friends, hang out with family, just have fun. Okay, I know everything is tough and, you know, really depressing these days, but just try as much as possible to make yourself happy and take good care of yourself. Okay guys, I'll see you next week. I'll be with you next week. I don't even know what I'm saying right now, but okay, just take care, and yeah, I'll miss you guys. All right, bye bye.